During Memorial Day at Lowe's, shop household must-haves for less. Save $80 on a Charbroil Performance Series 4-Burner Grill to chef up something special. Plus, get up to 45% off select major appliances to keep things fresh. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/27. While supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one. Go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two. Collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three. Play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games. All for free?
Step four. Unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit RSSC.com to experience the unrivaled.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
More than 500 people filled a church in the Catalina foothills on a Wednesday night. Some of them drove from Phoenix. Some of them had never met Nancy Guthrie. They lit candles, placed them on an altar, and prayed for a woman whose name most of the country had only learned 48 hours earlier. But the people inside that church weren't praying for a headline. They weren't praying for a case number or a missing poster or the mother of a famous television anchor. They were praying for Nancy, the woman who showed up to St. Anthony's Presbyterian every Sunday for 30 years. The woman who made committee meetings fun. The woman who laughed about javelins eating her garden. The general public learned Nancy Guthrie's name because of a crime. Tucson has known her name for more than five decades. And the distance between those two versions of Nancy, the one in the news, all the alerts, all the headlines, and the one in the hearts of the people who love her, is the entire point of this video. Because Nancy Guthrie is not a case file. She is a life. And it's a life worth knowing. Nancy Ellen Long was born on January 27th, 1942, in Fort Wright, Kentucky, at a small city in Kenton County, just across the Ohio River from Cincinnati. She grew up Catholic, St. Agnes Elementary, then Notre Dame Academy, an all-girls school. She graduated from Notre Dame Academy in 1959 and headed to the University of Kentucky, where she did something that would feel familiar to anyone who knows her family's story. She became a journalist. Nancy worked for the Kentucky Colonel, the university's student-run newspaper, as the society editor. She covered Greek life. She maintained a column. She was in the newsroom at least 3 days a week. Her editor at the Colonel, a man named Jack Guthrie, no relation, remembered her decades later. He described her as a skilled writer, friendly, polite, someone who did her job well and did it consistently. This was the early 1960s. Nancy Long was building a foundation that none of them knew would echo forward into the career of one of the most recognizable broadcast journalists in America. But we'll get there. First, there was a basketball game. A blind date at a University of Kentucky game, to be specific. A young man walked up to the door of Nancy's sorority, and she looked at him and said to whoever was standing next to her, "That's the man I'm going to marry." His name was Charles Errol Guthrie. He was a Georgia Tech graduate, a mining engineer from Pineville, Kentucky, and Nancy was right. They married on December 28, 1963, according to their wedding announcement in the Cincinnati Inquirer. That one moment tells you everything about who Nancy Guthrie is. Decisive, clear-eyed, unafraid to say what she sees. She saw her future walk up to a door, and she claimed it out loud before he even opened his mouth. That's not a woman who waits for life to happen to her. That's a woman who walks towards it. Charles' career took them around the world. His work as a mining engineer landed them in Melbourne, Australia, the suburb of Beaumaris, where their youngest child, Savannah, was born on December 27, 1971. Nancy was a full-time mother by then, raising three children, Cameron, Annie, and Savannah. When Savannah was two, the family left Australia and settled in Tucson, Arizona, moving into a burnt adobe home in the Catalina foothills near Campbell Avenue and Skyline Drive. The desert became home. Nancy would live in that house for more than 50 years. And look at what she built inside it. Cameron became the fighter pilot in the Air National Guard. Annie became a poet, a jeweler, and a teacher at the University of Arizona Poetry Center. She's published a book on the craft of jewelry and had her work appear in literary journals. And Savannah became one of the most watched morning television anchors in America, co-hosting the Today Show, graduating cum laude from the University of Arizona with a journalism degree, earning a law degree from Georgetown, magna cum laude, and scoring first on the Arizona bar exam. When Savannah talks about how she ended up in journalism, she points to one person, her mother. Nancy encouraged her to study it. Nancy planted the seed. No network did that. No producer, no agent. Nancy did that. In a house in the desert, raising her children with intention and presence and a clarity about who they could become. That is a legacy that existed long before a single camera was ever pointed at any of them. And then on June 10th, 1988, everything stopped. Charles Guthrie died of a heart attack during a work trip to Mexico. He was 49 years old. Nancy was 46. Savannah was 16, about to start her senior year of high school. One morning, the family had a father, a husband, a future built around a man who was tall and affectionate and funny, who demanded moral clarity in a way that could be intimidating, but who could also turn a mundane trip to the post office into a story worth telling. And the next morning, he was gone. Savannah has talked about those early days. She remembers hearing her mother crying before dawn in the quiet hours when Nancy thought her children were still asleep. She remembers the grief being enormous and sudden and disorienting. But she also remembers something else. She remembers what Nancy said to her children in those first raw, unsteady days after Charles died. Nancy had read it in a book that meant a lot to her in her grief, and she repeated it like a compass heading. You have to get up and decide and do. Just decide and do. That wasn't a slogan. That was a survival strategy, and Nancy lived it. She had three children to raise. She had her own aging mother to care for. She had a brother with Down syndrome who needed her, and she was doing all of it alone at 46 after spending nearly two decades as a full-time mother. She had no career to fall back on. She had no professional network waiting to catch her. She had a family that needed her to stand up, and she stood up. Nancy went to work at the University of Arizona. She took a position, starting as a clerk, by some accounts, or in public relations, depending on the source, specifically so that her daughters, Savannah and Annie, could attend the university tuition-free as children of an employee. That was the calculation. That was the math of a mother who had just lost everything and immediately started building something new so her children wouldn't lose anything more. She didn't just show up for a paycheck. She built a career. She became the spokeswoman for the University Medical Center. She created something called the Center Stage Program, a series of monthly lunchtime musical performances at the hospital, bringing in musicians from the university and beyond to play for staff, patients, and visitors. Think about that. A woman processing the worst grief of her life, walking into a hospital every day and deciding that what the people inside needed was music. That's not someone surviving. That's someone still giving. Nancy rose to associate to the vice president of university advancement. She coordinated efforts to help the university's department, which were, by her colleagues' account, doing great work in isolation. Broaden their reach and tell their stories beyond their own walls. She led committee meetings that people actually looked forward to attending. Elizabeth Irvin, a retired vice provost at the University of Arizona, said Nancy kept those meetings upbeat and fun. Irvin said you never would have guessed this woman was in the early years of a brand new career born out of the worst chapter of her life. A former reporter who covered healthcare for local Tucson papers and interacted regularly with the PR team at the medical center called Nancy level-headed, accommodating, gracious, and completely upfront. In 2000, Nancy was elected president of the Southern Arizona chapter of the Public Relations Society of America. She worked at the university from 1990 until January 1st of 2007, nearly 17 years. Meanwhile, something quieter was happening back at the house in the Catalina foothills. Savannah and Annie both attended the University of Arizona, had made an unspoken pact between them. Even though they were college students, one of them would always stay home on a weekend night so their mother wouldn't be alone. Nancy never asked for that. She never put that expectation on them. They just did it. Savannah talked about it years later, calling it something they did together as sisters. It tells you everything about the kind of loyalty Nancy inspired. Not by demanding it, not by guilting anyone into it, but by being the kind of mother whose presence you didn't want to leave empty. In the decades after Charles' death, Nancy became more than a woman or the woman who held her family together. She became the center of a community. She was a devoted member of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Tucson, a congregant for 30 years, according to her pastor, John Tittle. Her attendance was so consistent, so reliable, that when she didn't show up for a service virtually on Sunday, February 1st, 2026, a church friend immediately called the family. That's not what happens when a casual attendee misses a week. That's what happens when the people around you know your rhythms because you've shown up for them every single week for three decades. Friends and community members have described Nancy the same way over and over. Sally Charmel, a family friend of more than 30 years and a former KVOA reporter who once worked alongside Savannah, called the Guthries a very revered family in Tucson and said what was happening was absolutely heart-wrenching. Former colleagues from the university talked about her warmth and professionalism. Her pastor prayed for her from the same pulpit where she sat every Sunday. And she was a grandmother. Savannah's children, Vale, now 11, and Charlie, 9, and Annie's son, all had Nancy in their lives in that close, consistent, present way that only happens when a grandmother refuses to be distant. Savannah said Nancy was so good at playing with them. She used the word spunky. Al Roker, Savannah's Today Show colleagues, described Nancy as having a wicked sense of humor. Savannah called her whip smart, funny, full of integrity and wisdom, and always up for something fun. In 2012, when Nancy turned 70, Savannah said publicly that her mother inspires everyone who knows her and has the best sense of adventure. In 2015, Nancy traveled back to Melbourne, Australia with Savannah. They visited the hospital where Savannah was born and the house where the family had once lived. Nancy looked around at the country she hadn't seen in more than four decades and said with quiet wonder that she never thought she'd see Australia again. They packed the whole trip into 3 days. In November of 25, Nancy appeared alongside Savannah and Annie in a Today segment filmed in Tucson. They sat together at El Charo, the oldest family-owned Mexican restaurant in America, sharing lunch and a few sips of tequila. Savannah asked her mother what made her want to put down roots in Tucson all those years ago, and Nancy smiled. She said the quality of life was laid back and gentle, and then laughing, she added, "I like to watch the javelins eat my plants." That was Nancy. That is Nancy. A woman who saw a man at a sorority door in Kentucky and knew her life was about to start. A woman who buried that man 25 years later and somehow found the strength to tell her children to get up and decide to do. A woman who took care of her kids, her mother, her brother, and then built a career from nothing so her daughters could go to college. A woman who brought music into a hospital because she understood that people in hard places still need beauty. A woman who stayed in the same house for 50 years because she still felt her husband in the walls. A woman whose church knew her so well that one missed Sunday was enough to sound the alarm. Savannah said it best in a tribute for Nancy's 80th birthday. She said her mother met unthinkable challenges with grit, without self-pity, with determination, and always with unshakable faith. She said Nancy loved her family fiercely and that her selflessness, her sacrifice, her steadfastness, and her unmovable confidence were the reason any of them grew up to do anything. The world is searching for Nancy Guthrie, but I want you to understand who they're searching for. Not a victim, not a statistic, not a name on a poster. They're searching for the woman who decided and did. The woman who rebuilt everything. The woman who was still laughing about javelins 3 months before she was taken from the home she loved. That's the Nancy. No one knew. And now you do. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. We'll continue the conversation there.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever?
Cabin crew,
sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at chumbacasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.